请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Postcard from vacation.
假期的明信片。
Anna writes her grandma a simple postcard from vacation and describes what she has experienced and how the weather is.
Anna 给她的祖母写了一张简单的假期明信片，并描述了她迄今为止的经历和天气情况。
Dear Grandma,
亲爱的奶奶，
I am at the beach.
我在海边。
The sea is blue and the sky is also blue.
海水很蓝，天空也很蓝。
I swim every day.
我每天都游泳。
I play with my friends.
我和朋友一起玩。
The weather is sunny.
天气阳光明媚。
Sometimes it rains too.
有时也下雨。
We go for a walk.
我们去散步。
There are many tourists here.
这里有很多游客。
I ate fish at a restaurant.
我在餐馆吃了鱼。
The food is delicious.
食物很好吃。
I bought some souvenirs.
我买了一些纪念品。
I got you a pretty shell.
我为你买了一个漂亮的贝壳。
I take many photos.
我拍了很多照片。
I hope you like it.
我希望你喜欢。
I will come home soon.
我很快会回家。
I love you.
我爱你。
Anna.
Anna.
Paula's first interview.
宝拉的第一次采访。
Paula conducts her first interview for the school newspaper and learns how to prepare questions and note the answers.
宝拉为校园报纸进行了首次采访，并学习如何准备问题和记录答案。
Paula is a bit nervous.
宝拉有点紧张。
This is her first formal talk.
这是她第一次进行正式交谈。
She has a simple plan.
她有一个简单的计划。
Paula writes down her questions.
宝拉写下了她的问题。
She puts the questions on paper.
她把问题写在纸上。
On the day of the interview, she gets up early.
面试当天，她起得很早。
She wears neat clothes.
她穿着整齐的衣服。
She has everything ready.
她已经准备好了所有东西。
Paula meets the person she will interview.
宝拉遇到了她将采访的人。
She smiles and shakes hands.
她微笑并握手。
Paula starts asking questions.
宝拉开始提问。
She listens carefully.
她认真听。
She takes good notes.
她做好记录。
She completes the interview for the school newspaper.
她为学校报纸完成了采访。
Paula is happy.
宝拉很高兴。
She is satisfied with her performance.
她对自己的表现很满意。
She learns something new.
她学到了一些新东西。
Paula completes her first interview.
宝拉完成了她的首次采访。
The unpredictable storm.
未预料到的暴风雨。
Tim and Lara experience an unexpected storm during their camping vacation and discuss how the weather affects their plans.
蒂姆和拉拉在露营假期中遭遇了一场意想不到的暴风雨，并讨论天气如何影响他们的计划。
Spring cleaning in the shared apartment.
合租公寓的春季大扫除。
Four roommates agree to have a spring cleaning in their apartment, plan the task distribution, and organize their household appliances.
四名住在同一个公寓的室友们商量着做一次春季大扫除，并计划任务分配和组织他们的家用设备。
Realizing living dreams.
实现居住梦想。
Lisa and Johannes decide to renovate their new home.
尼萨和约翰尼斯决定装修他们的新家。
To seek inspiration, they visited several design exhibitions.
为了寻找灵感，他们参观了几个设计展。
The arrangement of the exhibitions amazed Lisa.
展览的布置让尼萨惊叹不已。
Johannes was impressed by the design of modern furniture.
约翰尼斯对现代家具的设计印象深刻。
They decided to combine both styles.
他们决定结合两种风格。
In the store, they purchased some furniture.
在商店里，他们购买了一些家具。
Choosing colors took some time.
颜色的选择花了一些时间。
They believed colors were the soul of the room.
他们认为颜色是房间的灵魂。
Eventually, they chose warm tones.
最终，他们选择了温暖的色调。
They started painting the walls.
他们开始粉刷墙壁。
Every brush stroke was filled with anticipation.
每一个笔触都充满了期待。
Once the walls were done, the room looked refreshed.
墙完成后，房间焕然一新。
They installed new lights.
他们安装了新灯。
The lighting added warmth to the ambiance.
灯光增加了环境的温暖。
Arranging the furniture became the final challenge.
家具的摆放成了最后的挑战。
They hoped to find the perfect layout.
他们希望找到完美的布局。
After several attempts, they were finally satisfied.
经过多次尝试，他们终于满意。
The room finally became their dream home.
房间终于成为他们梦想中的家。
The annual meeting of old friends.
老朋友的年度聚会。
Max plans the annual meeting with his old school friends. They discuss possible activities, organize the invitations, and finalize all the details for the weekend.
马克思计划与他旧时的校友进行年度聚会。他们讨论可能的活动，组织邀请函，并为周末安排所有的细节。
As usual, Max hopes to create a memorable weekend.
如往常一样，马克思希望创造一个令人难忘的周末。
Everyone looks forward to it as the reunion is always filled with laughter.
每个人都很期待，因为这次聚会总是充满了欢声笑语。
This year, they decided to stay at a cabin by the lake.
今年，他们决定在一个湖边的小屋落脚。
Dreaming of tranquil moments, they also hope to reminisce about old times.
梦想着平和的时光，他们也希望能够追忆往昔。
They plan to fish, hike, and have a bonfire by the lake.
他们计划钓鱼、徒步旅行，并在湖边点燃篝火。
Food and drinks have been listed, waiting to be packed.
食物和饮品已经列入清单，只等着被打包。
They plan to have a feast by the lake.
他们计划在湖边美餐一顿。
Each night's bonfire will be a mix of scientific banter and joyful gathering.
每晚的篝火将是一个科学闲聊与愉悦的聚集。
Everyone brings perspectives and stories from different backgrounds.
每个人都带来了不同背景的观点和故事。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。